Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio. It is a gorgeous September day in San Diego. I took an early morning walk with my dog through the mist and watched the sun break through the fog and the clouds. And I am thrilled today to have as our guest Gail DeMarco, who happens to be in Connecticut, which I bet it's beautiful there. And she is a newly licensed path coach. She has quite an illustrious career. She was very successful in real estate and somehow was smart enough to get out right before it crashed, evidently. So there's a little bit of a prophetess in her that I wish I had tapped earlier. But here we are, and we're going to talk today about the path and why it is so important for people to get clear. So welcome, Gail.
Thank you, Laurie Beth. I am very thrilled to, you know, be here to have the opportunity to speak with you and to share to your listeners just how important it is to truly be able to define, you know, our core values and our life mission. I'm really excited about it. And my mission, Laurie Beth, is to inspire, illuminate, and to ignite the divine purpose in everyone. And that's what I love doing, and I'm committed to doing that for the rest of my whole entire life. I've been doing it in a small way for a number of years, but this is my mission forever. And I'm just looking forward to reaching out to as many people as I can, whoever the Lord puts in my path, and it's an exciting time. And I feel so blessed, Laurie Beth, that I started reading your material actually a couple years ago. The first book that I read was Jesus in Blue Jeans, and I bought several copies of your book, and I gave it away as Christmas gifts. And recently, I am a life coach, a professional life coach, and I had been searching for the right company to align myself with because I want to become, you know, to be part of a community that has very similar values and beliefs as myself. And I just recently picked up the book, The Path, and I was so, that book, Laurie Beth, has definitely changed my life.
So what did getting clear do for you? Because now it's ignited you. So
it has ignited me. And First, I just want to say that 12 years ago, I went through the journey of creating a mission statement, a personal mission statement, from Stephen Covey's work, and it's about, I'm looking at it right now, it's in my office, and it's beautiful, but I could not memorize it, and I can't repeat it to you, I could read it to you. My mission is really the same now as it was when I wrote that. However, what's happened is I've gained clarity and focus through using the PATH technique. And now my mission is so clearly defined, and as you state in your book, that it acts as a harness to keep us from going in all different directions. And sometimes those directions can be good, but now I'm going in the direction that's best. And I love the concept of our mission being, or that mission statement being like a sword, because it can cut away the things that we've attached ourselves to that really aren't adding any value to that mission or adding value to others. So it has really been life-changing for me.
Well, in the pre-show, you talked about being a wind, and you and I are alike in that regard. Are you a double wind or a wind fire or some combination thereof?
Well, I really am a double wind. I do have, some other qualities, of course, but I'm a double wind, yes. I am a double wind. And
yes,
for that reason, it's very important to me to have this mission statement, because I need that to help me to find the funnel to continue to use the passion that I have in my life to be able to help others find their innate gifts and talents and move forward with their own mission.
Well, Gail's website is iflourishcoaching.com, and that's spelled iflourishcoaching.com. Iflourishcoaching.com, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So she has written 7 Reasons People Flourish. And flourish is one of my most favorite words in the English language. It sounds French. My sister and I are always exchanging photographs of flower shops, les fleurs, you know, flowers flourishing. So, Gail, let's go through this list for our listeners. What are 7 reasons that people flourish?
Well, the first one that I wanted to share was partnering with God. And by that I mean really sharing and bringing all of your thoughts, all of your ideas, all of your concerns, sorrows, joys to Him, and then to listen. And as a wind, the listening part can be difficult. It can be a challenge. I think the earth is much, much easier to be a listener. So it is a skill that we can learn, and we can, you know, we have to discipline ourselves to listen. But that's just as important as bringing all those thoughts and ideas and concerns to the Lord, but then just be quiet and be still and listen to what He has to say about them. So that, I think, is really the first one. And then the second one is to dream, to have a vision. Mm. You know, the scripture does say that my people perish because of lack of vision. And I really do believe that we as individuals, if we need that vision to keep us moving forward in our lives and to keep us focused on what is important in our life. And I think it was Carl Sandburg that said, but first you have to have a dream. So having that vision of what you want to do with your life, where you want to go, the people you want to touch, who you see yourself being is, I think, very important, because that vision is what will pull us toward our mission and keep us in that forward movement. So having a dream or having a vision, I think, is very important. And another one is clearly knowing your purpose. We can have a vision of what we want to do with our life, but it's the purpose, it's the mission, it's the why that really will drive us, you know, into that forward movement of doing what we're so passionate about. We need to know what our mission is. And that's another reason why I think the path is so vital and will become so vital in everybody's life when we have an opportunity to share how you've designed that whole process in helping people to truly hone in on their personal mission. Another one I think is important is to have courage. Mm. I really thought about that, because courage, we have to have the courage to do what it is that we are called to do our mission. You know, there are a lot of naysayers. We all have naysayers in our lives. Like, oh, are you really going to do that? What do you, you know, don't you think you ought to get a real job? Or, oh, what's that all about? You know, there are people that just don't understand. And that can set some folks back and pull them away from their heart's greatest desires, which I believe that God plants in us to begin with. I know that He does. So we have to have courage to forge ahead and do what we have in our heart to do, to live our mission. It takes courage.
Yes.
And another one that is important.
Are we on number 5 now? I'm making lists, right? What number are we on? 5. Okay, good.
Okay. Another one is Lori Beth, is the desire to give to others without expecting anything in return.
Ooh, that's a hard one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But what a blessing that is.
Uh-huh.
Just to give and not expecting anything in return. You will always be blessed, because that's, you know, part of God's plan. The more that we bless others, we do receive in return. But just to do that without expecting it is an important part of being able to flourish in one's life. And then another one is the ability to say no to the good and yes to the best.
That is a tough one.
Mm-hmm. But you cover that in the path. In creating your mission statement, that mission statement is what acts as a harness so that we will say no to the good and yes to the best. And then we have to use wisdom and understanding when we use that sword to take away the things that we have in our lives that are not really adding to our mission and vision. Because there's a lot of good things out there that we could all be doing. Oh, my gosh. You know, I see so many books and CDs and things that I love to be listening to, but is it going to add value to my mission so that I can be a blessing to more people? So we have to weigh and measure that, and the sword, our mission statement, will certainly help us to do that. And then lastly is working on yourself.
Ah.
Always. Somebody once said, go ahead.
You mean you can't just get saved and then it's all done?
No. We have to stay in God's Word, because it's the living Word. It's what gives us life. It's what grows our relationship with the Lord, is by reading His Word and staying in His Word. And that listening part is prayer, you know, talking with Him, sharing your joys and sorrows and your ideas with Him, and truly treating Him as though He is your best friend. And
working on yourself. So I want to talk about number six, the ability to say no to the good and yes to the best. Can you give a personal example or an example of someone you've coached where they did that?
Well, I actually have somebody right now that's a very successful writer and editor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she hasn't written any books yet, but she is starting that process. And, you know, what I'm seeing with her is that she is learning. She's still learning that skill of being able to say no to the good and yes to the best. I do have another client that I've worked with that clearly, actually it has to do with weight control,
mm-hmm.
saying no to the good and yes to the best. You know, it's wonderful to, in this particular case, this person is very, very social and is invited to a lot of banquets or cocktails or chamber meetings where the hors d'oeuvres are absolutely heavenly.
I'm thinking of some right now.
Yeah. But, you know, we have to think of what is, that is all fine and good, but what is best? You know, we have to take care of our bodies so that we have the energy to live our mission. Our bodies are so much more, are so important in order for us to be able to do what is in our heart to do and to live our mission. We have to be strong in our spirit, in our mind, and our body. So there are many different ways that you can learn and acquire that skill of saying no to the good and yes to the best. And, you know, as a wind, and probably a lot of fires as well, especially fires. I mean, fires are in charge of everything.
Well, want to be.
Exactly.
If they're not, they're trying for it.
Exactly. And, of course, as winds, we get an idea and we are all over it, but then we mm-hmm. need somebody to harness us like that fire to really be sure that we come through with it. But as a fire and as a wind, we have to learn the skill of saying no to the good, because there are so many good things out there that we can be doing. But what is best?
Mm.
And that can be the people that you associate with, the books that you're reading. So many different things.
Oh, this we could talk all day long, I am sure. And, you know, you've been successful in everything that you've touched. And I just pray a blessing on your work and your ministry, Gail. And we love having someone in Connecticut. That is very far northeast for us, being, you know, kind of the western half of the United States. And, of course, Dallas and San Diego, we have a big presence. And then in North Carolina also. But you're the tippy top, I think, just about for us. And so we're very excited about what you bring to the table, and the fact that you flew down to Dallas for the training. I mean, you acted swiftly when you saw the opportunity, and I'm just really, really thrilled to know you. So go to iflourishcoaching.com, and of course you can find out more about the work we're doing at my new website, LauriBethJones.com. So blessings to all of you listeners. Go out and flourish. Live your dream. Know your purpose. Say yes to the best, because that's what you deserve and that's what you were created for. Blessings to you all. Thank you, Gail. Have a great week.
Oh, and you too. Thank you so much for having me, Lori Beth. God
bless.
You're
welcome. Blessings.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.